Welcome back to Talk for Tuesday. Today's theme is life obstacles with our guest speaker, Mr. Foy.
Hi.
So, speaking of life obstacles, what do you think a life obstacle is?
In general, I would say a life obstacle is something that gets in your way of wanting you, for you, of wanting to be who you want to be or something that you want to do. So anything that is standing in your way, really.
So what is your biggest life obstacle?
It's a hard question, not really. I grew up in the same area as you do. I grew up in Kirby, born in Tower Hill, lived in Tower Hill in the 80s and 90s. And there were very few jobs here. There was very little for us to do. Very low aspiration levels. So no one wanted to do anything because no one's seen anybody doing anything. So just my biggest life obstacle is probably getting out of where I was from, because I always knew that I wanted something different. I didn't want to just be another lad on the dole doing nothing with his life, bringing up a couple of kids, however great fatherhood is, and just staying in Kirby.
So what would you say up to now was your biggest life obstacle ever?
The biggest life obstacle was, to start with, would have been being brought up where I was brought up, because there was very little for us to do, as I've already said. Later on in life was actually realising that I could make a difference in my community and becoming a teacher. So I left school with, I did my GCSEs, but there was no great grades in there. I didn't have the grades then to go to university or anything like that. But going to university at a later age and overcoming the obstacles needed there is probably the biggest obstacle I've had so far.
Does anyone else want to comment on an obstacle that maybe they've faced recently?
Mental health has been really bad recently, so I've been trying to come over that and be a lot more positive in the way I think about things and the way I feel about things, and I feel like I am making a positive influence. Like, I'm just trying to take care of myself more, as in like drinking more water and stuff like that. Like, now I drink like 3 bottles of water a day, whereas I used to drink like barely any.
So. Water helps. Getting outside helps as well, doesn't it? I know we've spoke about mental health on a podcast recently. We support each other in those times as well, so it's nice that you're telling us that as well. Yeah.
I actually think that you guys have it much harder than we ever did. Me especially, when I'm much older than Miss, mm-hmm. but especially your generation has it much harder than I did. I didn't have the images and the life views of everybody else to look up to. So everything you see on Instagram about how the perfect life is, how life should be, I didn't have that. So I didn't have to try and be something I wasn't. I think your generation is constantly seeing images and of people's lives portrayed in a way that are unattainable to most people. And therefore, you will never attain what you see on these images. You'll never attain what you see on TikTok and Facebook, because people don't put their real lives there. So your mental health is affected because you can't achieve what you think everyone else is.
One of my biggest obstacles, I know it's like I've mentioned it quite a few times, but it was me coming out as bisexual, because basically, you know, you have that daunting feeling, you feel like someone's going to judge or they're not going to accept you, and that just built up, and it was a really big obstacle for me to overcome and like express myself freely to everyone. One of my life obstacles is probably not going to be my biggest one, but it's the stress over me GCSEs, because every lesson I've been feeling like, right, I've got to remember everything, I've got to jot everything down, yeah. otherwise I'm just going to forget it all, yeah. I'm going to fail everything.
It's hard to remember
Do you know what
down.
Me and Sir call that? Oh, and teachers. Cognitive overload. It's when your memory gets too much in it, okay? And sometimes all you need to do is go for a walk, take a hot bath, okay? Take a nap, yeah. Listen to music, do something that you know isn't going to overload your memory, okay?
But even in class, you can have those moments of chill out. I've known you for 2 years now, and I've taught you for 2 years. I know how hard you work in my lessons, and that goes for most of you, or you wouldn't be here in this room right now enjoying sessions like this. Your teachers, at any point, if you need a minute, will more than allow you to just step outside. Or if your pen's down for a minute, just put it down. Your teacher's not going to shout at you, because they know too much is not going to go in. And I think you put a lot of pressure on yourself in by doing that. But there's ways around it.
So yeah, you think of it as like sometimes, if I can't remember most of the stuff in class, that's easier to like remember song lyrics. So like if I remember all these lyrics, I know like you only remember certain part of the lyrics that sparked up the rest. If I remember certain part of the lesson, it will spark up the rest.
Yeah. It's like we call that snowball effect as well, don't we? You know, one thing after the other.
But a life obstacle that you don't have that we had, I had to get the song words wrong for years. Because you can just Google them. Me, I had to buy Smash Hits magazine.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the words would be written on the inside of a tape cover. You got it so easy. That's an obstacle I had that you didn't.
I just want to forget that we still had those, what are they called, floppy disks when we were kids.
CDs.
You think they were so developed?
CDs were new to me. They're old to you.
Here's a shock. I had a box TV when I was little.
Wow.
We had box TVs.
I had a black and white TV that I had to wind up.
I had a Disney Princess one.
I just want to introduce two new members, dead quick. We've got a couple of year eights that have joined our podcast, and we're really glad to have them. We've got Lewis here and Max. I don't know if, boys, if you want to say anything.
Well, you've actually grown a year, haven't you? Year sevens. Oh, yeah.
We know that they'll probably just listen to the podcast this week, but if they feel like they need to input, they will.
Have you got? You both know me quite well. Do you have any questions that you want to ask me?
Did your mental health become better, or did your mental health increase, or did it decrease when you? When you became a teacher?
That's a great question, you know, Max, it is, because very few people ask teachers about their mental health, especially students. We're all too busy looking after you guys, so get a question back. That's really smart. Well done. I would say it probably increased in a negative way, because I have so much more to think about. When you're in the armed forces, you get given an order, and you do that order. You don't really have to think about it. Where it does become negative when you're in the armed forces is the amount of time away that you have and you miss your family. That's why I left. So I would say my mental health has got better in the sense that I'm home every night. I get to have dinner with my family. But actually, I go home thinking about students. I go home thinking about which student can I help tomorrow? What does this student need? What does that student need? Today, I've just had an observation in my last lesson, just before I met you guys. And so I had all the pressure today of thinking, how can I be the best that I can be? So it changes. But I'd say as you get older and as you get wise and you get people around you who can help you, your mental health doesn't become such a burden, okay? If you learn to talk about it and you learn to talk. I talk to other colleagues. I talk to Mr. Campbell, who's a great mentor of mine. Miss G is a great mentor of mine. So by speaking to other teachers who go through the same thing, your mental health does get a lot better. That's a great question, Max, I have
to
say.
It's not really easy, like, down to students themselves. Because, like, I get what you're saying, talk to people, but sometimes with students, like, it's really hard outside the lesson time to go talk to people and stuff. And then when you do talk to people, it obviously, it feels better, but then you sort of get that daunting back sometimes. So I understand what you're saying, but like, I don't think people understand how many obstacles students can face as well.
What's the easiest thing you've ever done?
Easiest?
Yeah.
Being a father, I think, comes really easy to me.
You're natural.
I do find it natural. We chose to have children very young, which when we think back on, it was like, why did we do that? We weren't stable financially. I was in the armed forces. I was away a lot. And so it wasn't a great decision. But actually now, I'm much older. Life is a lot easier. And I would say being a father just comes naturally to me. I'm very lucky in that sense. It doesn't to everybody. And so I've got two great kids. Both went to this school. Both done well. We were from this area. And so when I do hear children say, oh, I'm from Kirby. What can I ever achieve? Well, my children are the same as you. My children are in your year, okay? Some of you are friends with my daughter, and she's got no different life to any of you guys. So if she can achieve, then any one of you can achieve. So being a father is probably one of the most natural and easiest things that I've ever done. I'm very lucky.
What's the best thing that's happened to you then?
The best, again, I'm going to say the cliche of having children because I have to say that. And if Grace is listening, of course.
What's the best thing you've done for yourself?
For myself is... First of all, joining the Royal Navy, because that got me away from the area I grew up in. Not that I disliked this area, but I always knew I wanted something different. So the first thing to do, I gave myself self-confidence by achieving very young and joining up. And then the thing I'm most proud of is, as I mentioned earlier, is getting my degree. I went to university. There are different levels of degree, and I went to university just hoping to pass. I actually come away with a first class honours degree, which Miss will tell you is not easy to achieve.
No, it's not.
Okay. There's only the top percentage of people who come away with a first.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to come away with a really high first. And I am that. My mum's no longer with me, but I know that's the thing she would be most proud of.
Yeah.
I think that's inspirational because a lot of people could, like, a lot of people in high school think you pick something to do, you have to do it for your whole life, yeah. Where you've clearly shown us that you can be more than one thing.
I have best friends now who have been in the same industry all their lives and are very happy. Great. Mm-hmm. They've never taken a chance and they've stayed comfortable, which is great. I have always been quite bold. Go out and do different things, and if it doesn't work, move on to something else. What you decide now does not define you for the rest of your life. And I'm saying to my daughter now, she doesn't need to know what she wants to do for the rest of her life. She should start making a plan of the things she definitely doesn't want to do so she can shorten that list. But if you go to university at 18 and decide to do English, you can do anything at 22, 24, 26, doesn't matter. As long as you've always got a plan to do something, you don't need to stick at one thing, okay? You can do anything.
So I think that's a really good note to leave it on as well. Have you got any final thoughts?
I was just going to say today's inspirational quotes, not do what is right and not what is easy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's reflected a lot on our session today because we have talked about that, about how, obviously, what's been hard in your life and what's been easy in your life too. So thank you for listening.
Not everyone's easy.
We'll see you
next week.
Not everyone's easy. That's a good point. Bye.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.